Okay. Today, I've been studying the Proverbs for a while because Proverbs is God's wisdom. And I've always said that if we could get 50% of it into our life, that we'd be smarter than any man or woman on earth. When I say get it in us, I mean walk out what it says. I don't mean just memorize it. You know, we all can memorize things, but if we don't walk out those things, then we're not very wise at all. As a matter of fact, we're far less than wise. To know right and do wrong is certainly the silliest thing a person can do on earth. Amen? So we have to learn how to know right and to do right. And that's one of the biggest things we have to go through in this life that we live, is learning how to think right and then carrying it through so that we can live right. Amen? So when I speak about Proverbs, the reason why I spend so much time in it, the reason why you guys spend every day in it, the reason why I have you read it by the day, is because the more you get into you, the more you're going to understand the truth, right? As soon as you get it in here, it's going to go to here. But you got to get it here first, and then it will go in here. So today I'm going to give this Bible study, and this is again based on what I call our 90-day scriptures. And I call it think right, which equals live right. If you do not think properly, how are you ever going to live properly? Amen. If the way you think is wrong, then how is it ever going to be that you're going to live right? And the answer is it's impossible. That by trial and error, after many years, you'll get closer. But if you will just take the Word of God into your life and live the Word of God, now you will start to live right. And that's why I want to be so firm in this. I tell every person in this room, you need to read Proverbs by the day. Now, how many books are in Proverbs? So, the most days that are in any month in the year is 31. So, it's very easy to start your own devotional every day reading one book of the Bible, which is Proverbs, whatever date it is. It'll also keep you in tune with what day it is in the month, right? What is today's date? How do you know that? I'm just telling you. And you know, every day you read Proverbs. Okay? And then the next thing I was telling somebody today, they were talking to me, was that they have, you know, they have a hard time getting up, they have a hard time with this, they have a hard time with that. Listen to me. You need to take and read Proverbs every morning until further notice. Amen? And every night, the last half hour before you go to sleep, read Psalms. Read Psalms, and a peace and a calm will come into your life. You'll start to rest better at night, and in the end, you'll wake up better because you rested better. Amen. And you know, this is a big trick that I learned, is taking the Word in. And what I do is I have no reverence for a book. I have reverence for the Word of God. That's why a lot of times you'll see me just throw this Bible on the ground, because some people, when they first get saved, start to think, this is holy. This ain't holy. That's a book. The Word of God written on your heart is holy. But a book is just a stinking book. Amen? So when I got done with whatever I was reading the night before, I just scar that baby. So if I had a bad memory, which I did, I couldn't remember my own name half the time. When I got done reading in Psalms that night, wherever I was, I'd scar it. And the next night, when I picked up, I'd read from the scar going forward. You see, you got to recognize that this is a tool. It is just like a carpenter and a skill saw. Amen? It's a tool. It's just like a person who does books and a calculator. It's a tool. That's what it is. You can buy great tools as long as you're going to use them, but if you don't use them, they're of no value. Amen? So you need to get used to using your Bible, scar it, believe it, live it, and your life will change. Father, I just ask you tonight, Lord, that you help me with this study, that God, as we go through this, that each person here listens and hears the truth so that they may be more than they ever knew they could be, God. Let it be that today we set to rest our personal opinions of who we are, God, and that we learn from You what You would have us to do, and that we are of royal blood, God, and You have already determined and purposed a path for us, but it is up to us to get on it and stay on it. And I ask You that for everybody in this room, that You reaffirm Your truth, that we become who You say we are instead of settling for what we used to be. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Now what it says in Proverbs 16:3, according to my Bible, which is the New King James, and if yours is a little different, it really says the same thing. It's just, this is what I choose. It says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. How many people want their thoughts to be established? Then you got to get over your agenda. Amen? You got to get over your agenda. You got to get over your plan for your life. You got to get over your intentions, what you think you should be about. Amen? And you got to give your life wholeheartedly to God. No reservations. Just here, Lord, I'm not much, but use me. And whatever You ask me to do, I'm going to do. And when you get that inside of your heart, and you're no longer in rebellion about those things, then God is going to start to ordain your very thoughts. Amen? Let me explain to you this truth. That just because you go to church doesn't mean God is ordaining your thoughts. Just because you read your Bible does not mean that God is ordaining your thoughts or ordering your thoughts, if you will. What happens is before God really starts to ordain and order your thoughts, you must really give Him your life. No holds barred. Not picking, not choosing what you do on a daily basis, nor on a life basis. You must give your whole self to God wholly, holding back nothing. And at that time, He will start to order your life. He will start to order your path. Amen? What that means is, you see, if you're with me on Saturday nights, you notice I always have the people put both their hands up. It's a sign of surrender. Amen? You must surrender your life unto God. Lord, here I am. I'm not much, Lord, but use me. God, I know You're God. And God, I know I'm not much. But God, my heart is to do the work You assign me, Lord. I give You my life. Take it, Lord. It is Yours. Amen? But it's not the words, it's the intent of the heart. Now, a lot of people will do that publicly when other people are watching them. Amen? But when nobody's watching them no more, all of a sudden, they take back their life and they do what they want to do. That is a double-minded man, and a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Right? If you're saying one thing, and then the next day you go out and do whatever you want to do, did you mean what you said to God?
No.
Absolutely not. And if you didn't mean it, He knew it when you said it. So He still has not started to order your thoughts, because you're into trickery. You're into manipulation for a moment. You're into trying to get Him to do what you want Him to do. Maybe to get off the fire that you're in at the time. To make your wife or your husband happy for a moment. To make some girl or guy like you because now you're godly. Manipulation. And I'm here telling you that God sees through you just as quick as you're saying those words. He knows the truth. You serve a God that is omnipresent. He was, He is, and He will be all now. Time is something that you are involved in and limited by. God is not inside the time structure. His yesterday, His today, and His tomorrow is all the same. He transcends time. So He knows the end result of what you say as you're saying it. Because He sees you saying it, He sees you before you said it, and He sees you after you said it. That's how you can't lie to God. God knows everything. He knows the end before the beginning is begun. So how can you manipulate a God that is omnipresent, that supersedes all time? And you've got to get a hold of this in your life if you're going to begin to understand some things about God. God loves you. He long-suffers with you. He loves you even when you do wrong, but He's not going to trust you until you become trustworthy. You get that? And you being trustworthy is not words, it's committed life and deeds unto Him. Amen? How many people want God to get their mind on track? The only way is to commit your life in truth unto God. Amen? You see, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, and I know sometimes I seem to be a little deeper than what I am, but let's face it. Those of you that have been out and about a lot of your life, what have you really gotten by doing whatever you wanted? I mean, let's talk about it. Mr. Genius and Miss Genius out there, let's Mr. and Mrs. Cool and Coolette and all the rest of that. Let's talk about it. Your best thoughts and your best efforts got you the pit. Got you in a place where you were totally miserable. And that was your very best that you had to offer yourself. So we'll just be real and be honest and tell each other we don't offer ourselves very much at all. Because the completion is not you doing for you. Your completion is Him doing in you. And the only way that's going to happen is when you commit your life unto the Lord. He is not going to sit there and take all His time teaching you things that you aren't going to use. And it's not that He doesn't have time. It's just that He is not a time waster. He doesn't waste anything. You are not a waste. He did not waste His time building you. And I'm not telling you that you're a waste, but I'm telling you that you are a time waster. Amen? You got to get told how many times the same thing before you decide to do it. Right? When are your thoughts going to be established? When are you going to understand what God wants you to do? When is going to start the day when you commit your works to the Lord, and then for that day, your thoughts will be established. Amen? You know, you spend all your time beating yourself up about what you did or didn't do yesterday, or a year ago, or 5 years ago. Spend all your time wondering what you're going to do tomorrow, or a week from now, or a year from now. But you don't commit your days unto God. Amen? You got to commit every day unto God. One of the first things I say when I get up in the morning is, "Good morning, Lord. What are we going to do today, God? Show me, tell me, enlighten me, bring me wisdom for this day, God. I want to serve You this day." And don't raise your hands. Because I don't want to embarrass anybody that's lying or anybody that's not. But how many of you start your days like that? You understand? You've got to seek Him every day and commit your works for this day unto Him. Right? And as you commit this day's works unto him and mean it in your heart, he's going to give you the knowledge and the wisdom you need for when? This day. Amen? And if you do that every day, after a while, he's going to ordain and give you a little bigger vision of what he wants you to do. But when he can trust you with this day, he'll start giving you visions of the next day. But he's going to equip you day by day with the right thoughts and the things you need for that day. Are you starting to hear me now? You see, when you begin to think right, you will live right, but you can't think right until you commit your works to God. Okay, I'll go back and get some schooling in later. Are you understanding what I'm saying today? You see, you got to commit your works to God. That is your life. Whatever you are in essence about in your life. In my life, I am about serving God. And everything else is a sideline. Amen? From the time I get up to the time I go to bed, every day, God, what do you want me to do? God, what do you want me to do? God, what should I tell this person? God, what should I tell that person? God, what should I do in this situation? God, what should I do in that situation? That's my life. You see, your life is your work that you must commit unto God. But it starts one day at a time. Do you get up every day and in a sincere heart ask God to direct your path for that day and give you wisdom for that day? Or do you get up with your wanna list? I want this, I want that, I want you to fix him, I want you to fix her, I want you to fix this, I want you to fix that. What is your prayer life like? Amen? Mine is kind of simply, Lord, help me to get closer to you and equip me this day for what I need to do. Amen? And that sums up all that nonsense and noise. And that way, whatever I need that day, I'm going to get. And whatever wisdom I need that day, I'm going to walk in. Because that's what I'm asking Him for, is this day. You see, you guys all want, and when I say you guys, please, it's all just relevant. You want supernatural knowledge of great things that are to come, but you won't walk out the wisdom you already know that He's given you. Amen? You do what you want to do instead of what He wants you to do. But you say, God, if I only had a vision, then I would be able to do these things and I could kick this stuff off. But I'm going to tell you, your vision needs to be of today. You need to ask God for what you need to be about this day, the wisdom you need to be about this day. And when you get faithful in walking out what He gives you because you have not, because you ask not, when you get faithful in that little thing, which is this day, and you do it successfully for a while, then He's going to bring you a bigger sense of what you're going to be about in your life. Are you getting it? He's going to start equipping you for what you need to be about in your life. But you can't pick and choose what you do any day. Amen? You must let Him pick and choose what you're supposed to be about that day. Amen? Alright. Is anybody learning anything? Yeah. I just come up here and blast a lot of hot air, so. But the next one I want to go to is Proverbs 20:24. You know I'm going to just positively reinforce through the Word of God everything. You don't know what you're supposed to be about. That's what it says. What's it say? It says, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? So let's just say that you are crying out and you are asking God to ordain your steps. But you still don't understand what you're going through. cool. You're on the path. Do you get it? No. But if your heart is every day when you get up, that I'm going to serve God today. If your heart is every day you get up, God, equip me for this day. If everything you go through all day long, you don't understand why, that's okay. Because if your heart was true with the prayer that you prayed, everything you go through in that day are ordered of the Lord. So don't get confused when you're confused. What I mean is, don't expect to understand what you're going through until years to come. And then you'll go look back and you go, ah, now I know why I did that. Because God is in the process of equipping you for things you've never done. God is in the process of lining you up for your destiny that you've never been to. God is ordering your thoughts in a way they've never been ordered before. You have no way to pull back out of that anything from your past or what you're going through at the moment, because what He is preparing you for is not today. And He's not talking about yesterday, but He's preparing you for your destiny, and you don't know what it is. He does. You understand? It's important that you quit questioning everything and everybody that's causing you to go through something. It's important you quit blaming everybody and everything for all your problems. It's important that you quit pointing at people like they're the ones that made you miserable. It's important that you start understanding that God is sovereign. It's important that you understand there is no mistake in God, and whatever you go through that day, including that nipplehead that gave you a hard time, God put there knowing He would cause you to grow. And you need to grow. And you need to quit losing your self-control. And you need to quit your cussing. And you need to quit your finger pointing. And you need to quit your blaming. And you need to quit your judging and your judgmental attitudes, because you don't have no thoughts. Your thoughts are ordered by God, and you don't know nothing. And as soon as you figure that out, the better off you're going to be. It took me years to figure that much out. I'm telling you, I thought for sure God hated my guts. But I knew He had to love me because He said He did, because I made a decision, I'm going to believe the Word of God. But as soon as I went full-time ministry, God put me underneath some pastors that it seemed like their desire of their life was to make me as miserable as I could possibly be without dying. And I would rather have died. How many people know what I'm talking about today? And I would walk up and I would know these guys were wrong. I know they were full of stuff. I knew they were just picking on me. I knew they had no heart. I knew they didn't care nothing about me. And then I read the Word. And the Word told me just what I'm telling you today. And what does it say? It says in 2024, it says, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? You know, this is probably one of the hardest verses that if you're a male chauvinist pig or a female chauvinist pig, that you got to suck on and like. What's it telling you? You're ignorant. You got to admit it and live with it so God can show you the truth. Are you following me? I'm not down on you. I'm telling you the truth. Your steps are ordered of God. Of course you can't understand it. Your name ain't God. And you got to get over thinking along those lines. Some days, I go through days that never end. They never end. It's one issue after another 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 issue. And I sit there and go, God, no more issues. And here comes another one. Now, if I was younger in the Lord, I'd wonder why He was torturing me. But what He's doing to me is He is stretching me. He is showing me borders that I've never had before, and the borders that I have had, He is mowing them down and expanding me in every direction so that I can fulfill my destiny. And I don't know what my destiny is in whole, but I am working daily on my destiny for today. I'm not worrying about it. I love it when people come in there and they go, well, you know, I'll be here as long as I can. Well, be here a year. That's how long you can be here. You know what I mean? And then wait until God speaks before you go do something else. You're going to go make your own decisions again? Duh! Wake up! You don't know what you're doing. When are you going to get it? I'm just, you see, what it is God always is right. And unfortunately, most of the time, we're wrong unless we learn to think like God. God is compelling us to learn a new way to think, which is submission. Oh, I know you ladies love that S word. Right? And then after that S word, all of us love that O word. Obedience. It is not normal for people to be submissive or obedient. So whatever it is you got to go through to get there, whatever you hate the most, that's where you're going. I'm just trying to be truthful with you because God wants to trust you with a destiny. Amen. But He's not going to start to even teach you until you submit your life unto Him. You're going to learn some stuff. You're going to learn some things. You're going to learn Christianese. Everybody know what Christianese is? Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. And you're going to learn how to do maybe the Pentecostal two-step. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with those things. But I'm going to tell you that the true knowledge does not come until you decide it's not just a party, but it is a work, and it's time to get about the work. Amen? Commit your work unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. It says that your path is ordered of the Lord. How then can you understand your own way? You see, you're using your finite thinking, your brain, infinite as it may be to you, because you're a legend in your own mind. In God, it is finite, which means it is close to nothing, and He is infinite. And the plans that He has for you, He wouldn't dare tell you right away, because you're a scared little puppy, and you would run. He has got to cause you to grow up and mature and be trained and equipped so that when it finally arrives on your lap someday in that appointed time that He has chose for it, that you are no longer a runner, that you are no longer fragile, that now you are a mighty man and woman of God that has been seasoned by much trial, much tribulation, much spiritual combat, much spiritual war. The Word of God is written on your heart so that when the wicked one comes up and attacks you, you just poke him in the eyes and boot him in the butt and send him back out the door again and tell him try that on some other fool. You see, what I'm trying to tell you is this is a school. You cannot choose the electives. You can't choose your majors or your minors. You have only one choice that you have to choose, whether you are willing to serve Him or not. And once you make that choice, now he's going to start to order your thoughts, but you're still not going to understand what you're going through. And he isn't going to take time to sit down with you every day in the middle of your pity party and explain to you why you got to grow up. The fact is, you just got to grow up. And he knows how to get you to grow up. And he knows how to get that to happen in your life. And he's going to put knuckleheads like me in front of you. And if you run away from this one, sure enough, you're going to find a knucklehead like that in another corner somewhere until you get it out of your system that you can run away from God. Because God's plans for you are more than you can dream or imagine. And you cannot pick the course that you're going to take in your life and get to that place where you walk out your destiny. Are you starting to see what I'm talking about? So that is why Proverbs was written. Proverbs is God's wisdom for you. That's why I make you read it every day. Why? Because if I don't make you, you probably won't. Why? Because you want to pick your path. And your path does not take you down God's path. And that's why God puts people underneath pastors' authority, teachers' authority, elders' authority, is to take that little sheep when it's first born, which is dumber than when it's older, but barely. Sheep are the dumbest animal on earth. And God never makes no mistakes when he calls us sheep. We go out and drink ourselves to death. We go out and drug ourselves to death. We go out and screw around ourselves to death and call it fun. And what we're doing is committing suicide the slow way. We're ruining our lives. Everybody around us is lies. And God can't use us at all because we're rotten in and out. And our whole reason for being on earth is to serve Him. Are you seeing what I'm saying? And we don't even have that much sense. We're like a sheep. And I say it all the time. I know sheep. They taste good. And I've been around them to some degree. And sheep are the dumbest animal on earth. Bar none, if they stick their head inside a briar bush, they'll sit there and go, man, man, man. And they'll never pull their head out unless a shepherd goes over there and snags them out. Because they feel a little pain. And because they feel a little pain, they choose not to go any further. Even though they need to get out of that briar bush, they need to get out of that workshop, they won't do it because it hurts a little bit, so they're not going to go all the way through it. They're just going to leave their head in it and be in pain all their life because they ain't very smart. And as a consequence, if that sheep did not have a shepherd, it would sit in that briar bush and bah, and bah, and bah until it died. It would starve to death, be worth nothing, be good for nothing, just be another carcass. And so will you be if you don't learn to listen to the voice of the Lord in your life, committing your life unto God. Let Him establish your thoughts and your ways. Let Him show you the truth. And you quit trying to figure out which workshop you want to go through, in which workshop you don't. Because if you do that, you are never going to do anything for God. Because He is the one that ordains your path. And He's not going to spend all His time trying to tell you why. Because we're all wide out. Why, Lord? Why? Why, Lord? Why? Why, Lord? Why? Why? Well, why is not important. Amen? The why is to whoop us into shape so we can fulfill our destiny. Amen? That's the why. And how He does it is because He is God and He loves you. He knows the best way for you. Oh, by the way, there's no cheating. Cheaters never prosper. You can't can't get out of one stinking workshop he has planned for you. It's now or later. Choose now. Amen. Run. You just get to go through it later. You can't outthink God. It's what I call the circle jerk. There are people that come and there are people that go. They're so smart, they get it down. They start to do okay. They get frustrated, whatever, they leave. What happens is they come back, they got to start all over again. Why? I'm telling you, you can't get out of nothing. God has workshops for you to go through. God is going to cause you to go through them now or later. Why? He loves you. And if you're blessed and your workshop happens to be me, what a blessing it is. It's good preaching, Dominic. Then quit fighting what I'm teaching you and learn what you need to learn so that you'll be done and can go forward and submit yourself unto God and fulfill your destiny. You know, people, I'm going to close with this thought. I told you that, you know, God put me underneath pastors. And, you know, that were very hard on me. And I thought I was pretty smart, like most of you. You all thought you were geniuses when you walked in the door, just had a problem. But your problem is not your problem you walked in the door with. Your problem is the way you think and the way you live. Amen? It's not whether you're smart or stupid or in between. Because God made you just the way He wants you. It's just the way you think and the way you live is wrong. And He wants to teach you how to think and how to live. And the way He does that is workshops. So, in the end, I chose the name of this Bible study because it's true. Before you're going to live right, you're going to have to learn to think right. And before you're going to learn to think right, you got to commit your life to God. And there is no other way, and you cannot get out of it. But remember, He will ordain your thoughts once you commit your life to Him. When you mean it, when you get up every day, He will start trusting you a day at a time. He will give you wisdom a day at a time for that day. And when you do that for a while and it becomes your habit to do that, and when you really give your life to God and habitually you serve Him, just like habitually before you used and abused others. When you learn to habitually serve God, He will start giving you more. And then He will start giving you more. And then He will start giving you more as you're using what He's already given you. But as far as the wise, because He loves you. And so whenever you're going through anything and you ask yourself why, just remember, I'm going through this because He loves me. Even when you do really bad things, He still loves you. And He's going to put you in a workshop to work you out of that area so He can use you again. Amen? And what you have got to understand is in all you're getting, get one thing straight in your life. You need to give your life to God and mean it. And then you need to go through whatever it is you're going through, knowing that God is sovereign. God is ordaining it. All the time I got people coming up to me and they're talking about other people. See, you ain't got it yet. If God is sovereign, didn't He know that knucklehead'd be in your life? And didn't He put them there for a reason, whether you like it or not, is not the relevant part of this question. God is sovereign. Amen. And if you love God and you give your life to God, He is going to force you to grow. Amen? Why? So that you can have your destiny. So that you can be all that you can be. So that you can be equipped for the work of a ministry. So that when the devil comes at you in the middle of your success, instead of laying over and rolling over, you just walk up to him and get on out of here, boy. You understand? And the only way that happens is through going through all those workshops where God teaches you the truth that you need to know, where you become steadfast and always abounding in the work of the Lord, no matter what you personally are going through, knowing that you have the hope. and hope is Jesus. And hope is God alive in your life. And as long as God is alive, there is always going to be hope for your life. And when you get that straight here, you see, then nothing else you go through is going to matter anymore. You see, people, that's why I love Proverbs. You know, the Bible is a straight shooter. How many people think I'm a straight shooter? I learned from my teacher. His name was Jesus. My teacher showed me that cut the crap. Speak to people where they understand. Be a straight shooter. Amen? Don't get involved in religion. Look how I felt about religious people. Amen? You just get me. Imitate me. Pronounce the Word of God boldly so that others can see it and understand it. And when you do, their life will change. Father, I love you, God, and let it be today that each person in this room receives this teaching that, God, it is because you are so great, Lord, that I stand here today doing what little I can do, knowing that you are doing it, God. But God, I just ask that this word that was delivered today, that each person in this place get a hold of it, Lord, that they quit questioning the whys and they just receive the truth, that is, they can do it, that these are workshops ordained by you, God, to quit trying to blame people, quit trying to blame events and things, and recognize that you are sovereign. If we have given our life to you, whatever we go through is for a reason, God. Whatever that reason might be, we'll know later on if you would ordain us to know it. But let it be that you build our faith today to go through whatever we got to go through, to be who you want us to be. Because you are the best thing in our lives, God. And I ask this for myself especially, and everybody in this room, and everybody said,